Doink.
Okay, so call to order.
Yeah, we'll call the meeting to order. All right, we'll do roll call. Matt Cartier, absent. Eric Forsman.
Here.
Ellie Just, absent. Shaquana McIntyre. Connor Randall. Roz Randorf.
Here.
Therese Tomanek.
Here.
Thank you very much. I see nobody.
The first hearing is open up public hearing B-13. And then I read it, right? Resolution authorizing an MDL agreement with Father's Rights Together for Development of Affordable Housing. I, Shaquana McIntyre, am the executive director of Community Representatives, so I'll need to recuse myself
from this resolution. And then I leave, right?
Chair, I think you're okay. If you want to stay physically in the room, that's okay. If we got a point of order from our new attorney, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Jean Coleman, staff attorney. And my recommendation is that the chair, who is recusing herself, step out of the room for the discussion and the vote. And so a formal passing of the chair duties to Commissioner Randall would be in order from the chair.
So I would say I would like to
that you would pass your chair duties to Commissioner Randall.
Okay. I, Shaquana McIntyre, would like to pass my chair duties to Carter. Randall for a public hearing.
Correct. Thank you.
And I leave, right? I need to hit now, y'all.
Disregard everything the counselor said. Listen to the attorney.
But because of construction, yeah. Yeah. The other door. Yeah. Normally you could.
I call the public hearing to order. Anybody who would like to speak?
No speakers. Nobody signed up.
Second request for public speakers?
None.
Third request for public speakers?
Closed.
Good job. Brilliant.
Good work.
If I could, again, a point of order, as you are remaining the chair, Commissioner Randall, could you call for a motion for on the public hearing item? You thank the chair.
Could I get a motion for public hearing?
So moved. Second. Monica.
This is for resolution 23D-16. Any discussion then, right? Do we do in the vote? Yeah.
Are we going right to the resolution?
Yeah, I think what she's thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Then we don't have to do the whole song and dance again.
Oh, it is. You're right. It's 13. Sorry. Oh. 23-13. Yes.
We get a little overview.
I'm going to, Commissioner Randolph. The housing team is here and they can explain. Council actually did approve this, or not council, but DETA in the past approved it. But I'm going to let the housing team explain why we brought it back, terminated it, and now are reinitiating the sale. So go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you, commissioners. This resolution with Fathers Rise Together, it was kind of came about. We passed a resolution to acquire land from county back in October for $500. County thinks it was a good project. There was an agreement with the city to do the demolition and to help facilitate a nonprofit's mission and goals We're passing it through. As you can see, it results in at least a three-bedroom house. Right now, the plans are five for gentlemen who were just released from the public justice system to reintegrate them back into the community.
Commissioner Tominek.
Thank you, President. I wonder if there are upper limit constraints. I noticed in the resolution it had to be at least that three bedrooms, at least 2,000 square feet. Are there upper limits?
As of right now, there are no upper limits, just because as we feel, if it's a bigger project with more bedrooms that can house more people, that's great if the numbers can work.
But what about what kind of housing is in that neighborhood?
So it's going to be a single family home. It's a three bedroom single family home. It's not going to be a duplex or anything. Single family home is predominantly in the neighborhood.
Right. And so my question is, why wouldn't we have any upper constraints? What if they want to build eight bedrooms in it and it doesn't fit in that neighborhood? That's what I'm getting at.
The lot layout, there's so much square footage in the lot and you can only get a certain amount sized home. So if they were to build an eight-bedroom home, that would more than likely, if they have a kitchen and all other things present in a home that is needed like this, it would exceed the maximum square footage allowed per lot.
Okay, so that would come out in the permitting process.
The zoning and permitting process.
Okay, thank you.
When they do a pre-application to submit their project, that's where we would say you need to size it down if it's too big or if that's not allowed.
Got it. Thanks.
Commissioner Randor.
Thank you, Chair. Is the plan to have one gentleman living with his family in that, or would there be multiple people unrelated in that building? What is the, do you know?
So the goal for the project, there would be, if it's a three-bedroom home, three gentlemen, and it's lived kind of, it's type of an SRO, so it's like a dormitory style where they each have their own bedroom. Their families are not on site. They work to reintegrate into the community with their families, with their children, with their wife.
Okay, so their children are not living with them?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Any other questions? All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Resolution passes.
Would we record President McIntyre's vote as an abstention then, officially, or because she wasn't in the room, absent for this vote?
I would note it as a recusal, not an abstention.
Thank you.
Someone should note that the gavel, the chair has moved from Commissioner Randall back to Commissioner McIntyre.
I should do that. So I, Shaquana McIntyre, chair is. Okay, so we are moving on to approval of meeting minutes, January 25th, 2023, regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Okay. Approval of cash transactions. Oh, vote. All those in favor for a vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Approval of cash transaction January 1st, 2023 to January 31st, 2023. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Vote?
Aye.
Howie.
Aye.
New business. Resolution for approval 23D-13.
Point of order, Chair McIntyre. We jumped to that while you were out of the room, so you didn't have to do the song and dance again. So I think we can go right to the next one.
Perfect. Resolution for approval 23D-14. Resolution authorizing termination agreement with one LLC related to the Rebuild Duluth program. May I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Vote.
I just ask if there's any overview that staff wanted to provide on this one.
Yes, President McIntyre, Commissioner Forsman, this resolution and the next one were part of the rebuild program, and it was they weren't able to meet the construction schedule. So basically, we're terminating the agreement, and the property is revert back to DETA. It's my understanding that the housing team will be looking for other projects to get built into these infill projects. So I don't know if the housing team wanted to add anything else about these two, but I think they're just basically paperwork and kind of terminating the two agreements.
Thank you, President McIntyre, Commissioners. This one covers both 14 and 15, as he mentioned. They didn't meet their deadlines due to cost constraints, especially during the pandemic. Since no construction has occurred, there's no personal property, there's no disturbing of the soil, we're going to take those back and then look to move forward in the future. We've had discussions with DETA in the past about what we're going to do with small infill. These will roll into that discussion as we move forward.
May I ask a question? Will these individuals look to possibly come back and purchase the property later? Is that an option for them since construction constraints were?
If DSO decides, that could be an option. As of right now, we're just kind of pulling back from the rebuild program just to take back and see, you know, this is what built, this is what wasn't built, this worked, this didn't work. So if DETA decides that's one way to move forward, by all means, we could reach out. I've spoken with both of these developers. They're both amenable. There's no hard feelings that we're taking the land. If things work out in the future, that'd be great.
Yeah, I have a comment just for 23D-15. Since we're kind of addressing both of them right now, the gentleman from Urban Duluth, I believe his name is Gary Johnson, he did reach out to me today over phone. So I guess I'm not sure when your conversation happened with him, but essentially what he wanted to run by me was the initial project, the cost was too high, and that he might have a plan to rework the project and may or may not want to terminate his agreement. It was a relatively quick phone call. So I just wanted to bring that to the group's attention and something maybe we should wait. I guess what are your comments on that?
Yeah, so I've spoken with Mr. Johnson on multiple occasions. He's fine with terminating. He has mentioned in the future, again, if DETA is allowing to buy back the land, that's an option he'd be interested in. At this point, with all of our, we want to make sure we're maintaining the same policy for all Rebuild Duluth participants. We have not extended more than once the construction deadlines. So at this point, since all Rebuild Duluth, to keep them on track, we're just going to terminate all those agreements so that they're all in the same thing. We're not allowing this developer extra time and this developer less time or anything like that. So again, if DETA decides to move forward with selling them, or he comes back to the table or reaches out to DETA, that's great. But at this time, we're just treating everyone the same.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chair McIntyre. How many more agreements do we have that are bubbling out there that could potentially go into plan of default?
There is one agreement still out there that could go into default. It does have a deadline because it was the second round of Rebuild Duluth. It has a deadline of this year. So if it's not completed, that one has an extension. If it's not completed by this year, we'll recall that one as well. But these two, along with two others that didn't need the termination agreement, will be recalled.
Thank you.
Yeah, you had your motion.
Okay, vote. May I have a vote, please? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Awesome. Thank you. Since we put those two together, we'll skip 23D15 and move on to 23D16, or do we stick with making a separate vote?
I think we have to vote on that one as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to do your call for a motion?
Perfect. Thank you. I would like to call for a motion on 23D-15, resolution authorizing termination agreement with Urban Ventures, LLC, related to the Rebuild Duluth program.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Word to 23D-16, resolution authorizing termination agreement with Spirit Valley Citizen Neighborhood Development Association.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner, or President McIntyre, I am going to ask the housing team again to come up and visit with this. This was really the only item that we had that really was time sensitive. Otherwise, we would have probably gotten people home and on the road earlier. But I think it probably warrants the team sharing kind of what this agreement's about and why we're having to move this forward at this time.
President McIntyre, Commissioners, this is an agreement with Spirit Valley Citizens Neighborhood Development Association, which, if it's all right, I'm just going to refer to as SVNDA, that occurred back in 2004. The original project was the conveyance of the land for two low to moderate income homes. After the conveyance of the land and SVNDA spending $13,000, it was realized that the soils were unsuitable and it was a brownfield. At which point, in October of 04, DETA did do a release of right to reconveyance, but it was never signed and recorded. So this is why 20 years later, we're terminating the agreement. SVNDA is moving forward with a partner nonprofit, Green New Deal Housing, to do two moderate income homes that are net zero homes on the site. So the end result is very similar to the same of what the original intent of this conveyance was. They have identified funding to clean up the brownfield. So it would be essentially turning a neighborhood liability into a neighborhood asset.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Usually any comments, President McIntyre, from the staff that they want to share before we head out of town here?
President McIntyre, commissioners, I just wanted to share with you, one, that I appreciate you coming today. and hopefully we'll all get home before the poor weather hits. And I don't know what agenda session will be like tomorrow. That might be a whole different story. But the only thing I really wanted to share is I know that I had some discussions with some of the commissioners about, within our bylaws at DETA, we don't have a requirement for attendance. And that's something that our attorneys are going to take a look at. And it's something that we'll likely want to bring forward to see if that would be. Some of the boards and commissions at the city have a three-miss policy that are unexcused, if there's for health reasons or something that somebody couldn't make it. But, they are, as you know, you're appointed by the mayor and then, approved by council. So it's something that we could build into our bylaws. And it's something that I just wanted to bring forward and get some feedback with the larger group if that's something that the commissioners think would be appropriate. And again, it's not currently in our bylaws, but something that, because I know sometimes we are just on the edge of meeting quorum. So throw that out to the group, to commissioners to discuss.
Question?
Thank you, Chair McIntyre. This is one of the reasons that I put forth that resolution for the city to ask our lobbyists to change our laws. It's very difficult on any night for people who are ill or people who have children who need attention, or if the roads are bad, that we're not able to do the city work. So I'm hoping, it's not just this commission, it's on several that I'm on, that we either can't meet or, I would think strongly about that kind of a requirement, and whether it would be three consecutive or three in a calendar year, I think we need to make it more specific, but hopefully we can get something done to make hybrid or Zoom meetings, virtual meetings, more accessible to more people.
Thank you, President McIntyre, and Director Fleege. You hinted at it, but is the impetus really that we've struggled to be right on the edge of quorum for the time I've been here, and I know that's tough on Amanda and others, so I empathize with that, and I would just be curious what other groups or, I mean, boards or commissions have that requirement in there.
My understanding, and we are doing a little bit deeper dive, but it's my understanding Planning Commission has that, and some of the other boards, I don't know if I don't think they're prepared to speak to it tonight, but we could bring that information forward, which boards have them, and what would be the process if we were to amend, or if we're able to create more of a hybrid. I know up to now the city attorney has said that we aren't able to do that, to do hybrid, beyond being in a state of emergency or whatever needed to be declared to allow that to function virtual.
But. And one other quick question, because I think we should all try to get out of here soon. Are we specifically in the bylaws capped at 7 commissioners?
Yeah, that was in the original legislation, 3 being counselors and then 4. So it is 7.
It's 7. In statute?
I think or in it's the resolution.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you guys could pass a note.
I have a follow-up. Thank you, Chair McIntyre. Thank you, Mr. Fleege, for bringing this forward. I think it's important that we do set some type of, and from my understanding, most other commissions have some kind of attendance policy. It's important work that we do. This isn't for everybody. Sometimes people do have family issues and different things that come up, but if it's consistent, it may not be the gig for them. It needs to be a certain person that can actually show up and do this work. It is very important and it's difficult. And so we have struggled with quorum, so I would encourage some kind of attendance rules. And again, it has to be inexcused. So you can have an excused absence. Certainly not all of us are human, and there's going to be times where we're going to miss. But consistent missing, maybe there's a rule in there that this person needs to decide it's time to step down and to find a commissioner that can actually show up and do the work. I yield. Thanks.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Really, all I wanted to share tonight was just that. And then I think many of you got to meet Jean. And Jean, maybe for the record, you could just talk about where you came from and what your role will be going forward, if you would.
President McIntyre and commissioners, my name is Jean Coleman. I am a new staff attorney at the City of Duluth. Happy to be here. I spent the last 10 years as a staff attorney at the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. I have, previous to that, worked with many counties and cities across the state on land use and natural resource protection. I am will be assigned with Attorney Ethan Rivner, thank you, to DETA and to the DETA board, working with you all and getting my nomenclature down better.
Further discussion?
Great job. And you did it well.